We're going to preach to you today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Book of 1 Peter, if you would, this morning. Book of 1 Peter, going to read to you a verse there, and then we're going to flip over to the book of Revelation and read a verse there, okay? Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5, and we'll read to you there. Amen. So good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. It's good to have our young people back from youth camp. Now, they should be. They ought to be fired up. And they ought to be ready to go. Okay, they just got out of Mountain View Youth Camp, and I understand a wonderful youth camp. And I trust that they got in really good, and the Lord just helped them. So now when they come back home, I mean, they've got home Friday afternoon. They had all Friday afternoon to sleep. They had Saturday to sleep. They ought to be ready. They ought to be ready today, all right? So don't disappoint me, Patrick. I mean, don't disappoint me, boys, okay? Okay? Make sure you keep awake, keep Patrick awake over there and all that, okay? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. Amen. Look with me, if you would, to the book of Revelation. I'm going to read you this verse. Amen. Revelation 12 and 12. Revelation 12, 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because that he hath but a short time. Amen. Do you think the devil knows that his time is limited? Amen. Do you think he knows, man, I'm running out of time? I know the Lord has not returned. I know the tribulation's not started, at least not in my life, probably maybe in your life you feel like it has, but it's not started in mine, all right? But the tribulation, you know, we're still waiting for the coming of the Lord. Now, but I believe the devil knows his time is running out. I think he knows it's getting close. And I think he's doing all he can. Amen. Then we read in verse that he's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Let me tell you, your adversary, the devil, amen, he is on the loose. Amen. Amen. The devil is on the loose this morning. All right? The devil is on the loose. You need some evidence of that? Do you need evidence? Do you need to know? Can you not see? Amen, that your adversary, the devil, is on the loose. Amen, he is out there working right now. He is out there doing his handiwork. He is out there bringing destruction to homes, to lives, to individuals. He's sending souls to hell every day. Amen, he is on the loose today. Amen, the devil is on the loose, and I can see that the devil is on the loose. I can see that he's on the loose not only in the world, but I can see he's on the loose, amen, in our own community right here today. Amen. I believe the devil is on the loose. Hallelujah. Amen. I see that what's going on in the world and the wickedness of our world, amen, and the moral decline of our world today, can I tell you it is because the devil is on the loose. Hallelujah. I see the things that's being pushed on our society, crammed down the throat of our society, homosexuality being pushed on the church and on the world and crammed down the throat of our young people. Can I tell you it's because the devil is on the loose. Amen. It's not just one person, amen, that's pushing all this. No, it is the devil that's behind it. It is our adversary, the devil, that is pushing this because he is on the loose in the world today. He's on the loose. Man, I know Chicago's not that far from us. It's really not far enough from us, in my opinion. All right? It'd be nice if Chicago was Chicago, China. That'd be nice for me, you know, if just move it all over there. But Chicago, you know, it's not. But I'll tell you, the violence that is in that city, the violence that is there. Hey, man, you just listen to the news or read the news, and I'm telling you, hey, man, that you will find the devil is on the loose. But it's not just in Chicago. It's in St. Louis, Brother Harris. Hey, man, you listen to the news this morning on the radio, shootings and killings last night. Listen, the devil is on the loose. Hey, man, I was listening to the radio, and they was talking about two people that died of heroin overdose last night. Listen, the devil is on the loose. Hey, man, he's a loose in our society, in our community. Hey, man, he's on the loose right here in Granite City. And used to, you would go for years without a murder in Granite City. That's right. It'd be years without a murder. Now it's getting to be more of a common occurrence. It's getting to be a common occurrence. Why is that? I believe the devil's on the loose. Hallelujah. The devil is on the loose, and he's working in our families. Man, you want to see that the devil is on the loose this morning? Look at how he's destroying homes. Look how he's destroying marriages. Look how he's destroying the relationship of children and parents. The devil is on the loose. I don't believe it's just the way things are nowadays. Amen. I believe the devil is on the loose, and he's working because he knows that time is short. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil knows time is short, and he's on the loose. He's seeking whom he may devour. Breaking up homes and marriages. All around us, the devil's on the loose. The devil's on the loose. But he's on the loose in the church as well. You know, you thought, the devil, he has to stand outside the door out there. And, you know, he can't, no. Hey, man, I believe the devil's on the loose because I see what he's doing in our homes, in our families. I see what he's doing to our children. Listen, the devil's on the loose. We need to wake up. We need to wake up, and we need to realize the devil's on the loose in our public school system. The devil's on the loose. We need to wake up and realize, hey, man, that the devil is on the loose, and he's not worried about, you go to Bethel Chapel? I'm going to leave you alone. No, that's not the way he works. The devil's on the loose. He's out to destroy whomever he can. Amen. He is an adversary. He is your adversary, the devil. And he is walking about. He is on the loose today. Amen. And he's destroying families. He's destroying children. Amen. He's getting people hooked on drugs and on pornography and all the wickedness of our way, our age, and this day. Listen, the devil is on the loose. Amen. There was a Sunday school teacher teaching a Sunday school class of 13, 14-year-old boys. How many have ever had that privilege? 13, 14-year-old boys. He was teaching from the book of Matthew chapter 3, talking about the baptism of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus went into the water and was baptized, amen, he was teaching, doing the best that he knew how. Those boys, you know how they are. They're slouched down in their chair. They're picking their fingernails, picking their nose, whatever they do, and just not paying a bit of attention to to the teacher. He was just way over their head. They were not interested. They did not have any idea what he was saying. He went on to talk to them about how Jesus was baptized, and the Bible said the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and came down, and he began to really push that point. And so he kind of was hoping that somehow he had touched these boys as the class was coming to a close. He asked him, he says, "So what did you get out of this today?" There's a silence as most of the boys were just starting to wake up. One boy that was slouched down in his seat kind of raised his hand. And I'll tell you what I got out of it. Said I got out of it that God is on the loose and he's dangerous. Amen. Let Let me tell you what, the devil is on the loose, but can I tell you today that I believe that God is on the loose as well. Hallelujah. God is on the loose. Amen. I don't know how dangerous he is, but I'll tell you one thing, he's dangerous for the devil. Hallelujah, because God is on the loose. You say, Brother David, all the wickedness of this world, how can you say that God is on the loose? Amen, because I still see that God is working. Hallelujah. I see that God is working in the church. I see that God is working in our community. I see that God is still working in our world today. I believe that God is on the loose. Amen. The Holy Spirit, it descended. Amen. It came down upon Christ, and I believe when the heavens opened, amen, that God was set free and God was set loose upon the earth, amen, that he is still working today. Amen. I know that Jesus ascended to heaven, but we know the Holy Ghost, amen, is still on the loose today, and he's still working in our hearts. Hallelujah. And though the devil may be on the loose, I believe, amen, that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And I believe that God is on the loose in our life today. Hallelujah. Amen. God is on the loose. God is on the loose. I see that God is on the loose. Amen. Because I see that he's still saving souls. Amen. Even though the devil fights against us, and even though Satan and all of its adversary, amen, comes out against us, listen, amen, God is on the loose, and he's still reaching for souls. Amen. He's still saving souls. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Young teen church, can I tell you? Amen. I know it seems like the devil's on the loose in your home. It seems like the devil's on the loose in your life and in your family. Your brothers, your sisters, your moms, your dads. Seems like your family, maybe that devil is working havoc. But let me tell you what, God is on the loose as well. Amen. And you being here today is evidence, amen, that God is on the loose. Hallelujah. You having an opportunity to give your life to the Lord, amen, is evidence that God is on the loose. You having an opportunity to be filled with the Spirit shows me that God is still on the loose. Amen. The devil may be working, amen, but God is getting on the loose in your family. Amen. And you may be the first, amen, but you may see brothers and sisters, amen, and mom and dad give their life to the Lord. Why? Because God is on the loose. Amen. Praise God. Do you think Satan can bind what God wants to do? Do you think the devil is going to stand in the way of what God wants to do? Listen, amen, I believe God is on the loose and the devil knows he's dangerous. Amen, to what the devil's trying to do today. Hallelujah. Amen, moms and dads, you know, I want you to know God is on the loose because you look at your lost children and you think that the devil is on the loose. Amen, but I believe that God is still on the loose. Amen, and God is dealing with their heart and God is drawing them to salvation and God is drawing them back to the church. In these last days, God is still working. I believe God's still on the loose. God is still on the loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still working. If you're here today and you feel like your marriage is in a strain, you feel like that the devil is working in your marriage and in your home. Amen. I want you to turn your eyes another direction today. Get your eyes off the adversary. Amen. That's come down with great wrath. Amen. And I want you to look up to God. Amen. That has come down with great love. And I want you to see that he loves you and God is on the loose in your life and he's working to save you. Amen. The enemy has come down with great wrath. Amen. To bring destruction. But God has come down with great love. Amen. To bring salvation. Amen. He wants to work in your life and in your home. Amen. God is on the loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we look at the world today. Man, I'll tell you what. We see young people that's there. Seems like Satan is working in their life and in the school system and all of that mess. Man. Seems like young people right now, they're having so much crammed down their throat in school, homosexuality. Amen. You know, the things that are taught, the impure and immoral things that is taught and pushed in a public school. Tell you what, seems like Satan's on the loose, don't it? Amen. But I still believe that God is on the loose too. I believe that God is on the loose. Amen. And some of these kids that still that's got saved, that God's working in their life. Amen. I want you to know, amen, God is still on the loose, and God can still work through you, and God can still use you. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't take everything that the world hands you, but know this, amen, that God is on the loose. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan's trying to destroy you. Amen. Oh, God's got another plan. God's got another plan. I believe Satan has a plan to destroy your life, but I have a belief that God has a plan to save your life. Hallelujah. Satan has a plan. He's on the loose. He's trying to bring destruction, but God has a plan. He's trying to bring salvation. He wants to save you and your house. He wants to save you and your children. He wants to do something special in your life. Amen. Listen, church. Amen. I know it looks out in the world like the devil is on the loose, but I'll tell you what I felt in the house of God last Sunday night, I believe that God is still on the loose. Amen. When the power of God and the Holy Ghost comes down, amen, and moves in our service, I know, amen, the devil don't like it, amen, he knows it's dangerous, amen, when God gets on the loose, amen, what you need to do is you need to let God get on the loose in your life, and in your family, and in your home, amen, you need to let God get on the loose, amen, in your place of work, amen, and let God work through you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Camp meeting, oh, this week I believe God's going to get on the loose. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't down at Mountain View, but it sounded to me like God got on the loose down in Mountain View as he began to work in kids' lives. Amen. I was at our youth camp, and I tell you, amen, God was on the loose. Amen. All that Satan had done, I saw God deliver them from it. Hallelujah. Amen. When God gets on the loose, he can turn things around. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's not left us. God has not left us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand if you would right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Brother David, it's bad. You don't understand how the enemy's working in my life and in my family. Amen. I can believe it, but I can also believe this. Amen, that God's ready to turn some things around. Hallelujah. God's ready to turn some things around. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, amen. The thing that Satan thought would be evil in your life, amen, God turns it around and makes it good. Amen, because God is working. Hallelujah. Amen, Satan tried to destroy you, but now God has come alongside and delivered you and set you free. Amen, Satan tried to addict you, have you addicted and bound. Amen, but God come along and he delivered you and he set you free from what it is that has you bound. Amen, Satan has tried to come destroy you and your children. Amen, but God has come and he's reunited your family. Put your family back together again. Listen, I believe that God is on the loose today. And God wants to work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you tired of your life being the playground for the devil? Amen. Are you tired of your life being a playground for the devil? You tired of your family being a playground for the devil? Amen. Why not say, Lord God, I want you to get free in my life, Lord. I want you to get free in my home. I want you to get free in my family, Lord Jesus. And God, I want you to turn things around. Amen. Some of you young people today, teen church, let me tell you. Amen. I know, amen, some of your all circumstances. But I believe, amen, what God's doing in your life is the doorway to God getting free and getting loose in your family. And you can see what God might do in your family. Oh, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. But it might be the opportunity. You giving your life to God. You selling out to the Lord. Maybe it's just the opportunity that it needs. Amen. For God to get free into your family. Amen. And bring such freedom and liberty. Amen. Reunite your home again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're on the loose in our life. God, I thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost is still working. I thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit of God still moving in our midst today, Lord Jesus. God, you're not done. You've not quit. God, you've not surrendered, Lord God, but you're still working. And I pray, Lord Jesus, God, that you work in the hearts of our people today. God, oh God, we're tired of our life being the playground for the devil. God, we're ready, Lord God, for you to get free in our life. Whatever we have to do, Lord Jesus, God, we want you to work in our life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and worship him this morning? Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah.
I will on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Look down.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning and you feel like the devil's just been making a playground of your life, amen. Why not come today? Why not come today and say, Lord, I want you to get free in my life. I want to set you free in my life, Lord God, so that you can do something great in my life today. I'm tired of the enemy being free and loose in my life. I'm ready now, Lord God, for you to get free in my life. Is there one that'll come out and step out in the aisle right now? Make your way to this altar today. Amen. And say, Lord God, I'm tired. I'm tired of what the enemy's doing in my life. I'm tired of what the adversary's doing in my life. And I want the Lord God to have his way in my life today, Lord Jesus. What about a young people? Is there some young people today that say, I'm tired of the enemy having his way in my family and in my home? Amen. I'm ready for God, amen, to work through me. I'm ready for God to work through my life. Amen. To bring freedom to my family. To bring liberty to my family again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there a parent here today that says, I'm tired of the devil working in my children? Amen. I'm ready for God to get free and God to get loose in the life of my children and bring them back to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that God's working today. Hallelujah. Church, would you come with us? Amen. Let's find us a place at this altar. Amen. That God can work in our life. Amen. Where God can get loose in our life today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Appeared, said, this one is mine. I'm safe from all harm. Walked through the storm, he came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. From all harm, since I met the one, he came looking for me. Oh, One night while on life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. The blackness of night closed off the light. My heart sank with fear. Oh, my desperate cry rang out with pride, and all I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, he came looking for me. He came looking for me. Oh, he made a way when there was no way that I could see. Oh, I drifted far when Jesus was near. He rescued my soul and he called on my fear. Saved from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, he came looking for me. He came looking for me. Oh, he made a way, but there was no way that I could see. Oh, I drifted far. Jesus was near. He rescued my soul.
Satan had already picked out my grave.
Yes,
his plan had to fall to put me away. I drifted far. Would anyone care? I'd soon be lost. Oh, I knew my destruction was a matter of time. But Jesus appeared, said, "This one is mine." Now I'm safe from all harm. We walked through the storm and came looking for me.
Oh, he came looking for me. He came looking for me. Oh, he made a way when there was no way that I could see. Drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul, call all my fears, save from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking.